Okay, turn back to Genesis 6 now. Genesis chapter 6. We've been going through Genesis, and it's been interesting to me studying some of these facts. By this point right here, Genesis 6 is Noah and the ark. And by this point, men and women have been on the planet for roughly 1,600 years by Genesis 6. Now, the Old Testament was 4,000 years. So we're almost halfway through the time of the Old Testament in Genesis 6. Isn't that something? There were a lot of people on the earth at this time, a lot of people, 1,600 years, and men were living 900 years old. And all of the people who were on this earth, they fell into one of two categories. Adam had Cain and Abel and Seth. And Cain killed Abel. And Abel didn't have any children. Cain disobeyed God, and he brought his own works for a sacrifice to God for sin. He brought the fruit of his own works for a sacrifice. He didn't bring a lamb. And God cursed him. And the children of Cain lived in open rebellion against God's word. Lamech, one of his sons, started polygamy. That's one of the reasons why there were so many people on the earth. They had multiple families. But it says in the days of Seth, Adam's other son, Seth, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. There were two types of people on the earth. Believers and unbelievers. That's it. All of religion can be summed up in two ways. Grace and works. Right? Those who call upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, those who plead His blood alone and not their own works. John wrote to all of those people, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." That's what John wrote to those people. Now are we the sons of God, men and women, children of the Father. All right, but look at this. Look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Probably more than one. Just like they saw the rest of the world doing. More than likely, the world influenced them. And they started to grow calloused to certain things, you know. They all ended up walking according to the course of this world. All of them. Their conscience being seared. That's what happened. You know, everybody's doing it. Times have changed. You know? I mean, I know that's how it was back then, but things are different now. I guess gay marriage isn't so bad. I mean, at first it was really offensive, but now, I don't know, I was kind of getting used to it. I guess living together outside of marriage, that isn't so bad. You know, try each other out, see if you like each other. I guess defiling our bodies isn't so bad. It's just the thing people do now, you know. This flesh is weak. We have God's Word. But this flesh is weak. It's just weak. This conscience is so weak. This heart is weak. And sin is strong. It is strong. The strength of sin is the law. And sin says, I will break it. I will break it. What this verse of Scripture right here tells us is this. The Lord God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every soul, every generation, including me and including you. All. All. So what does that mean for man? What's the result of that for man? Verse 1 right here says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Did he do it? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He destroyed millions. He destroyed millions. And Noah told the world that God was going to do it. He was a preacher of righteousness. And because I have been called to this position, I must tell everybody I can that this world is in the same boat today it was in back then. We are in the same boat. Go with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Second Thessalonians 1, look at verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, and he will be revealed. He shall come. Just like He said he was going to send a flood, and he did. He shall come. Verse 8 says, in flaming fire. Hebrews 12:29 says, our God is a consuming fire. 2 Peter 3 says, the heavens and the earth which are now are being reserved unto fire because of ungodly men. It says right here in verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Our God is a holy God. He is a holy God. And He must and He will punish sin. And all have sinned. Now, if I closed this Bible right now, and we all walked out of that door right there, we would all leave this place having heard the truth. You know that? That's the truth. Everything I just told you is the truth. Every bit of it. Not one lie in that. The truth is painful. It is painful. It hurts. We know that it's true. Against thee and thee only have I sinned. I acknowledge my transgressions. We know it's true. But do you know why we come here? You know why we come here? I was working with Brother Jared yesterday, and we both were talking about how glad we were that tomorrow's Sunday. You know why we sinners run back to this place? It's to hear the gospel. It's so we can hear the gospel one more time. Now listen to this. Everything that I've told you about man, about his sin, about his judgment is true. Everything that Genesis 6 verses 1 through 7 said is true. Verse 8 says, but Noah found grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace. In loving kindness, Jesus came. My soul in mercy to reclaim. And from the depths of sin and shame, through grace, He lifted me. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. All that time, knowing not it was for me He died on Calvary. Mercy there was great, grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. Calvary. Not have I gotten. It's what I received. Grace hath bestowed it, and I've believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase, I am only a sinner saved by grace. That's it. Thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. Grace is our message. Grace is our gospel. Turn with me to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, look at verse 22. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. That's the gospel. That's our gospel. That is our hope. You know what our hope is? Grace. That's our joy. Grace. That's our peace. Our sign out there says, Kingsport, Sovereign, Grace. Anybody want to know what we preach here? We preach grace. Christ alone, Scriptures alone, grace alone. But Noah found grace, and it saved his soul. We can know everything that we need to know about salvation through this one word, grace. Grace. Now, I want to ask four quick questions. Four questions about grace, and then we'll be done. Here's the first one. What is it? What is grace? The second one is, whose grace is it? The third one is, how much does it cost? And the fourth one is, where can I find it? What is grace? Turn with me over to Luke chapter 1. You know, you cannot enter into grace until you've entered into sin. You know that? You can't enter into grace until you've entered into sin. Once you've entered into sin, grace is amazing. It's amazing. Luke 1, look at verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. Do you have a margin in your Bible? Mine says, graciously accepted, much graced. Highly favored. Grace is favor from God. That's what it is. Favor from God. The definition of grace is getting what we don't deserve. Favor from God. In spite of the way we are. Favor from God. Noah found favor with God. That's what he found. Why? Why did he find that? Grace means gift. What does a recipient of grace receive? Look right here at verse 28. Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Noah found Christ. You know that? Christ came to him. Christ Himself is God's grace. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. Unspeakable. Go over to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace." Every bit of that was because of grace. "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." Now, my second question was, whose grace is it? Whose grace is it? Verse 6 right there said, "To the praise of the glory of his grace." It's his grace. Grace, grace, God's grace. Let me show you what that means. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. First Corinthians 15, look at verse 10. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." He said, it's God's grace, and he bestowed it on me. Who gets the glory for grace? God does. What that means is, it's sovereign. That's what it means. It's his grace, and he bestowed it on me. He gives it to whoever he wants to give it to. It's sovereign grace. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself." It's a gift of God. It's bestowed on whomever he wants to give it to. So thank God for grace. What did I do to deserve it? Absolutely nothing. What in me was worthy of it? Absolutely nothing. Why did he choose to give it to me? I don't know. Thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. "For God so loved, he gave." It's sovereign grace. The amazing thing about God's grace is that he bestows it on poor, begging sinners. You know that? Of all the people he could give it to, if you really stop and think about that. Poor, begging sinners. That's me. That's me. I'm a poor, begging sinner. I am poor. I am so poor. So here's my next question. How much does it cost? I'm poor. How much does it cost? Turn over to Romans 3. Romans 3, verse 24 says, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." It's free. It's free. It saves souls from destruction. It's given to whomever he will. And to whoever he gives it to, it's free. It is free. Our Lord said, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that has no money, come buy and eat." It's free. It's free. Thank God for grace. To the sinner that receives it, it's absolutely free grace. But that doesn't mean it didn't cost anything. It's free to you and me. But that does not mean it didn't cost anything. Go to 2 Corinthians 8. Second Corinthians 8, verse 9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich." Might be rich. At Calvary, mercy there was great. He paid it all. He gave it all. How much did He give? It's a gift. How much did He give? All of it. All of it. Mercy there was great. Grace was free. Free. Freely given to us. But it cost Him everything. His life. Now, if grace is free, if I'm a poor and needy sinner, and if grace is absolutely free, where can I find it? I want it. I want it. Where can I find it? Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Grace gave the Son. Grace is in the Son. If you want grace, run to Christ. If you want grace, run to Christ. It's all in Him. It's in the One who sits on the throne. This is what Hebrews 4 says. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." The whole throne is just covered in grace. "That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Look right here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. It says, "Who hath saved us, He did it. And called us, He did it. With a holy calling, not according to our works." It was free. It didn't cost anything. "Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace." That means it's sovereign. "Which was given us in Christ Jesus." That's where it's found. "Before the world began." What that means is it is eternal. It's eternal. Eternal grace. It's sovereign grace. It's free grace. And it's eternal grace. Thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. We will be singing that at the top of our lungs for all eternity. Thank God for grace. Grace, grace. God's grace. All right.